Title: Composing Against Breaks Syncopation Advanced. All right, welcome back. This one's advanced, and it's one of those concepts that instantly separates I have a break loop from this is a tune. Today we're talking about composing against break syncopation in drum and bass, inside Ableton Live. That means you're going to write your bass, stabs, little hook bits, fills, and effects, so they deliberately push against the break's accent pattern, instead of just doubling it. Because here's the magic. A breakbeat already has its own rhythmic intelligence. Ghost notes, hat chatter, weird little pushes and pulls. If you write your musical parts to match every one of those accents, you don't get tighter, you get clutter. But if the break is talking in one rhythm sentence, and your bass is talking in a slightly different sentence, they interlock, you get tension, you get that hypnotic rolling feeling where everything feels alive. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar rolling DNB loop around 174 BPM, an amen style break or similar, a sub and a mid bass that emphasize different moments than the break, stabs that answer the drum accents, and arrangement moves that evolve the against feeling over time. Let's build it. First, quick setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create an audio track called Break, then MIDI tracks for drum tops if you want layers, sub, mid bass, and stabs or hook, and set up a couple return tracks, one for reverb, one for delay. Keep your grid on 1/16, and just remember, you might flip to triplets for a second here and there, but don't live there. Now step 1. Pick a break and extract its accent map. Drop a break into the break track. Warp it. Use warp mode beats, preserve transients, and set the envelope somewhere around 100 to 130, so it keeps that bite. Optional but powerful. Slice it to a new MIDI track. That gives you a drum rack of slices so you can resequence or do micro edits later. Even if you don't reprogram it, slicing forces you to think in hits and accents, which is exactly what we need. Now, the goal here is not find every single hit. The goal is, identify where the break speaks. Treat the break like a rhythm melody. Loop 2 bars, and literally count it in your head. 1 E and A, 2 E and A, 3 E and A, 4 E and A. You're listening for 3 things: the kick and snare anchors, the ghost notes that live on the E's and A's, and any unexpectedly loud hats that create swing. Here's a really practical Ableton trick. Throw spectrum on the break. Watch the low-end spikes for kick emphasis, and the mid spikes for snare. You're basically building a visual plus auditory accent map. You're learning where the break is already dominant. And one extra coach move, do a quick 2-bar transcription, but only mark the loudest 6 to 10 hits. That's it. Those are the dominant syllables. Your mission is not to avoid everything. Your mission is to avoid those dominant syllables while still moving forward. Step 2. Make a do not collide lane. Bass planning. Before you write any counter rhythm, decide what the break owns. On the break, at EQ8, high pass around 120 to 180 HC with a steep slope. That's non-negotiable if you want sub that feels serious. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 400 a little. Then add drum bus. Dry somewhere like 5 to 15%. Boom low or off. Let your sub be the sub. And push transients a bit. Maybe plus 5 to plus 20, depending on the sample. Then utility, make the break a little wider than the bass, like 80 to 110% width. The break can live wide, the bass should be controlled. What we're doing is carving a lane so the break can be crunchy and detailed without eating the part of the mix where the bass needs to dominate. Step 3, write a sub pattern that refuses the break's accents but still rolls. Create your sub with operator. Simple sine wave. Set your amp envelope so it's tight, but musical. Instant attack. Decay around 300 to 600 milliseconds, no sustain, and a short release like 60 to 120 milliseconds depending on how legato you want it to feel. Optional. A saturator with soft clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB, just to make it translate. Then low pass around 120 to 180 HC so the sub stays clean and doesn't compete in the mids. Now composition concept. Anchor plus offbeat replies. Start with 2 anchors per bar. That's the discipline. Put a sub note on the downbeat. 1.1.1. Put another on the midpoint. 1.3.1. That's the classic DNB center of gravity. Now the against move. Take one of those anchors and displace it by a 16th. For example, move that second anchor from 1.3.1 to 1.2.4. That tiny shift is huge. It creates forward lean without sounding like you fell off the grid. And here's the deeper thing. Use non-events on purpose. Encounter syncopation. Not re-articulating is a compositional move. Tie notes across the areas where the break is chatty. Let your sub float over the ghost notes. Then cut it or re-attack only where the break is quieter. Teacher note, If you find yourself adding more and more sub-notes to make it groove, stop. The groove should come from placement and contrast, not from a million attacks. Step 4. Add mid-bass that hits between snare and hat chatter. Create a mid bass with wave eatable. Start with a squarish shape. Add subtle unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep it controlled. Filter it with an LP24. Use an envelope to open the filter with a little yoy or wah movement. Fast attack, decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds and a moderate amount. Then add saturation. Analog clip drive maybe 3 to 8 dB depending on the patch. Add auto filter for movement if you want, and amp if you want grit. Now the composition trick. Negative syncopation. Instead of accenting where the break accents, you do the opposite. When the break has a strong transient, your mid-bass either holds with no new attack, or it hits as a pickup just before the drum accent. Write a two-bar pattern with short mid-hits. Good starting placements are the end of one, the of two, and the E of four. The key rule: avoid striking exactly on the main snare hits. If your break is snaring on two and four, don't punch your mid-bass right there unless you're doing a very intentional, short, filtered moment. Also, velocity is rhythm. Make these against hits quieter than your instinct, like 2 to 5 dB lower, and let harmonics do the speaking. It'll feel more like tension and less like fighting for attention. Quick interlock check you should do right now. Solo mid bass and sub with no drums. Does it still feel like it lives at 174 BPM? Not is it a full song, just, does it roll? If it doesn't, you might be relying on the break too much to supply movement. Then do the opposite. Solo the break and stabs, no bass. Do the stabs feel like punctuation, or do they feel like extra annoying hats? We want punctuation. Step 5. Use groove selectively. Do not swing everything. Open the groove pool. Extract groove from your break. Great. Now apply it lightly to the mid bass. Timing maybe 10 to 30%. Velocity almost none. Random very small. But don't put heavy groove on the sub. If the sub gets drunk, the whole foundation loses authority and your counter syncopation collapses into mush. If you want a more advanced feel, try microtiming manually instead of grooving everything. Rule of thumb: pickups a little early, like minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds. Answers a little late, plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds. That creates the feeling of leaning against the break without sounding off-grid. You can do this with track delay or by nudging notes. Step 6. Sidechain in a way that preserves the against rhythm. If you sidechain your bass to the full break, your bass is going to duck for every ghost note and hat tick. That means your bassline is no longer independent. It's being forced to follow the break's micro-accent map, which is the opposite of what we want. So do this instead. Create a MIDI track called a C-trig. Put a drum rack with a short click, or use impulse. Program a clean pattern. Kicks on 1 and 3. Optionally add a couple triggers where you specifically want space, but keep it simple. On the sub and mid-bass, add compressor, sidechain from SE trig, ratio 3 to 1 up to 6 to 1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so you don't erase the bass transient completely, release around 60 to 140 milliseconds, tune to the groove, aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. You want room, not a breathing contest. Step 7. Stabs that answer the break, call and response. Make a stabs track, use simpler in one-shot mode with a one-shot stab, or build something in analog. Filter it, maybe add a touch of resonance. You can grit it up with a tiny bit of redux, and send it to a reverb return. Hybrid reverb is great here. The writing approach: place stabs on the holes. Right after the break does something busy, drop a stab on the next empty 16th. Or, classic move, put a stab 1/16th before the snare. That pre-snare jab builds tension instantly, as long as the stab is disciplined. If you want to place stabs close to snares without smearing the snare crack, control the stab transient. Put drum bus on the stabs and pull transients down a bit. Add a touch of drive, shorten the decay. You'll get presence without stepping on the snare. Also, consider call and response as phrasing. Bar 1 is the question with 2 stabs, sparse. Bar 2 is the answer with 3 stabs, slightly busier, but still not mirroring the hats. Step 8. Arrangement. Make the against feeling evolve over 16 bars. Here's a structure that works almost every time. Bars 1 to 4. Establish. Break and sub anchors. Mid bass minimal. Just a couple pickups to hint at the counter rhythm. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce counter syncopation. Bring in the full mid pattern that lives between accents. Add 1 or 2 stabs. Bars 9 to 12. Intensify. Duplicate the break and do micro edits. Mute 1 or 2 slices per bar. Not random, intentional. You're creating little pockets so the counter rhythm is more obvious. Add an extra offbeat mid-hit if you want, but again, don't punch the snare. Bars 13 to 16, variation and payoff, do a break fill or a mini stop, like an 8-note or quarter-note hole. Let bass and stabs keep talking for a moment, then slam the break back in. Automate the mid-bass filter to open slightly, as subtle chorus or facer for motion, and automate reverb send on stab so transitions breathe. One more arrangement upgrade, rotation. Every 4 bars, rotate your 2-bar bass MIDI left or right by a 16th without changing pitches. Same notes, different relationship to the break. Instant evolution. If you want to get really advanced, try phrase cycling. Make a repeating mid-bass motif that loops every 3 beats, or set the clip length to 1.5 bars. Let it phase across the straight 4/4 drums over 8 or 16 bars. The downbeat keeps relocating, and it creates that different rhythmic gravity feeling without adding complexity. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you grow. Don't double the break accents. If your bass hits every kick and snare, you're reinforcing, not countering. Don't over-quantize everything into constant 16ths. Use ties. Use sustains. Use anticipation. The contrast is the point. Don't over-sidechain to the full break. Ghost notes will erase your bass rhythm. Keep the sub mono and clean. Keep mid-bass controlled. Don't let it get huge and wide in the low range. And watch your stabs. If they land on the snare, they better be short, filtered, or quieter, or the snare will lose its authority. Before we wrap, here's a mini practice challenge you can do right after this lesson. Pick a break and loop 2 bars. Program your sub with only 2 note attacks per bar, ties allowed. Program mid-bass with 3 short notes per bar, none allowed to land on the main snare. Add 1 stab per bar, either 1/16 before the snare or right after a fill moment. Then bounce 3 versions, full mix, no drums, and drums plus stabs only. Listen for this. Does each version feel complete on its own? This audio version is shortened for playback.